Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 26 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5-6. Kids, time once again for a fun-filled episode of i5 for the iPhone. This is the show where we pick the five best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and share them with you. I'm Sarah Lane. We took last week off for a holiday here in the U.S., and now we're all rested up and ready to hit this thing running. Number one, let's start with a question. Why does everybody love Candy Crush so much? I mean, it's not even really that fun. It's like a game for moms on Facebook, except that I'm completely lying and I'm totally addicted to it. And I have no idea why, because it looks like what a well-designed game on iOS would look like if it got really drunk and stops caring. This is the 7-Eleven of Bejeweled, the Walmart of Dots, and yet it's really fun. And I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I'm too good for it. You group rows of candy together, they disappear, and you get points. You know this game already. You've seen this game. Everyone can play Candy Crush. It's easy stuff. The levels get harder as you move along. And like Angry Birds, you not only want to pass a level, but pass it with flying colors. You want to get all those 3 stars. That part isn't actually always so easy. You also run out of lives. You run out of time. And of course, there are in-app purchases just begging for you to give in and buy, although the app itself is free. Candy Crush makes a big deal about connecting to Facebook and playing against your friends, which you don't have to do, but obviously that's part of the reason that so many people are playing it right now. It's fun. It's silly and it's fun, and I think you'll probably end up liking it as much as I do. Number two, speaking of sharing to Facebook, guess which music service just turned Facebook sharing on? If you guessed Pandora, you'd be right. Now, of course, if you're outside of the U.S. or Australia or New Zealand, you don't technically have access to Pandora. And for that, I weep, because it's a wonderful internet radio experience where you create a station based on an artist or a genre, and then you tell Pandora which tracks you like as it tries to understand what music you like best. It is the ultimate. Now, onto the Facebook integration. Pandora decided to give us more control over what we share. So it's not just a big song list dump in your friends' timelines. I'm listening to this. I'm listening to this. When you choose to publicize your Pandora listening activity, you can share listening activity, or you can share likes or follows or all of them or none of them. On Facebook, your Pandora activity gets populated not just on your timeline activity and in your friends' news feeds, but in your new music section under About Me. This part's great because my recent listening history and my radio stations and my likes, they're all listed here and it looks nice. I also have an RDO subscription, so some of my activity isn't coming from Pandora, but it still makes sense to group music apps here together. The beauty is that you can sync Pandora with Facebook, but it's not required. It's totally opt-in, so you don't have to feel weird about this. And if you just want to quickly listen to that new Bieber track for research purposes, but you don't want anybody to know, just go private for a few minutes. Numero tres. Got an email from Elaine, who has a little advice for those of us who ride our iPhone a bit too hard sometimes. He writes, I heard you say in a recent TNT episode, that's another show that I do here on Twit, that the home button of your iPhone is not working as well as it should. Here's a tip for iPads, iPhones, and iPods. Go to Settings, then General, then Accessibility, and turn on Assistive Touch. This will put a white dot on your screen at all times, even over other apps. You can move this dot to different positions on your screen. You can use this dot as a home button, volume button, and other functions. You won't have to press your real home button anymore. Thanks, Elaine, or is it Alan? We may have mentioned this before, but it does bear repeating. If you've got sand or water in your home button, or for whatever reason it's become less responsive, this is at least a good stopgap solution until you're ready for a new phone, new hardware. However, my issue isn't actually the home button. I may have said home button, but it's actually the lock button up on top. When I press it, the phone only locks about 30% of the time now. Apparently, though, I'm not alone. Lots of forum posts about this. I mean, the Apple forums are full of them. The good news for us is it sounds like this is a pretty known issue for iPhone 5 specifically, and Apple should replace your phone under its first year warranty. Get thee to a Genius Bar. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project on your website, a publication, an advertisement, a video, pretty much anything. You can choose from over 26 million, think about that number, high quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, video clips. They have it all. Shutterstock sources images from around the world and reviews each image individually for content and quality before it gets added to Shutterstock's library. And the company's adding 10,000 images every day. So when you go back, you're always sure to find something new. Shutterstock has flexible pricing. You can choose individual image packs or a monthly subscription. And you can download any image in any size and pay just one price. Searching is fun. You can drill down by subject or asset type, gender, emotion. You can get really specific. You can even search images by color spectrum. That's kind of fun. And of course, it's free to browse. iPad owners will love Shutterstock's iPad app too. So you can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. You don't need a credit card. You just sign up and start using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project's going to be like. And you can save your favorite images to a lightbox and review them later. If you decide to purchase, just use the offer code I56, that's IFIVE, and then the number 6, and new accounts will receive 30% off any package. That's good value. Shutterstock.com, and for 30% off new accounts, use the offer code I56. And thanks to Shutterstock for being an awesome supporter of i5 for the iPhone. Number 4. So we're finally getting into vacation season again, at least summer vacation. And you may be looking at a trip overseas. Maybe you're going to go hike Kilimanjaro or hang out by the beach in France. Or at least you're just going into another country where your iPhone's network either isn't going to work or you'd like to save a little money by not buying an international roaming plan through your carrier. If this sounds like you, you should check out prepaidwithdata.wikia.com. This is a crowdsourced resource that covers tons of countries and your temporary plan options while you're there. Now, I can't personally vouch for all the information for every country because I simply haven't been to them, but I have been through this sort of thing in England and France and Spain, and I can tell you a web cheat sheet can be very, very helpful before you go into a store looking for some sort of SIM card that gives you unlimited data and there's a language barrier and all the plans are different. This being a wiki type page, it's not much to look at, but it's all about the information. If you're headed somewhere with your passport, give your destination a once-over. You might get some good advice before you even get on that plane or train or automobile or ship or hovercraft. Finally, number 5. It's been a while since we heard from our buddy Phil Crawley, but he's back now with another great iPhone tip he made just for us. Hit it, Phil!
I like to go to gigs. And like lots of people, I like to pull my iPhone out and maybe capture a bit of the action. But like this footage that I shot at the Emirates Stadium last weekend when Muse were playing, the audio's terrible, the pictures aren't great, and you only get one viewpoint. So what the guys at 45 Sound have done with their iPhone app is to allow you to capture, either via their website, upload stuff you shot already, or directly from their app, the show you're at, and they secure rights with the band to get a high-quality recording from the mixing desk. And then they allow you to watch all the footage that was shot of that gig in synchronization with the pictures that various people in the crowd have shot. Initially, it's a bit weird seeing iPhone footage with high-quality sound, but it really is compelling. You can just go through and look at all the different cameras while listening to that high-quality recording of the gig, and it really is very enjoyable. It does depend on them having secured the rights to the music with the band in question, and currently there aren't that many top bands. The Muse gig I went to isn't there, for example, but they do have lots of up-and-coming bands and a few big names that you'll recognise. This is Phil from the Engineer's Bench podcast, video and screencasts for broadcast and media technicians. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Why didn't I think of this? I could have been rich. As always, Phil, you find great apps and you also have great taste in music. Or should I say music? Oh, God, I said that. I did that. Nope. Sorry. You don't get any more. That's it. We stop at 5, remember? Don't get greedy. If you'd like to automatically download this show every week, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you can catch up on past episodes and find links to our featured apps, tips, and tricks, too. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own, like Phil. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.